sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to, today's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
No wonder I don't know what day it is, man. My days and nights are...
all mixed up.
So, yeah, sort of like spilling to each other. So I don't know what day it is, but it is the 26th of June. Do you believe how fast June went by?
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, what is this?
I mean, it's July 4th next Friday.
It is.
It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Wow. So the holiday falls on Friday, so we get 3 days?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Are you going to go anywhere, do you think?
No.
No, huh?
No, probably just staying here. But people are coming down to stay from the Bay Area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it won't be boring. That's
no,
cool.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find something to do. And I said it before. I don't like to travel when everybody else is, you know, because it's just too busy out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know. But sometimes it's worth it, I guess. You sit in traffic for an hour, but... You're taking a drive, you know.
Yeah. It still might be nice to get away.
Exactly.
It's probably going to be crazy in L.A.
I know. I don't have to be so uptight about everything.
Yeah.
You know, if I want a trip, I should go ahead and take one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's true. The USA is playing right now.
I know. I mean, you can't escape the soccer mania.
I know.
The guys over here brought their laptop and they're watching the game.
You can't escape
it. In the other room. I know. So it's halftime and it's scoreless, the match between the U.S. and Germany. And that happens a lot in soccer. It's not a very high-scoring game.
I know. But then I saw, I think it was just the highlights yesterday of one of the games, and both teams scored within the first 4 minutes.
Really?
I mean, I don't think that I've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know.
Soccer's like the slowest game ever.
It is. It is. But there's a lot of like almosts that make the game interesting.
Exactly.
You
and
know?
As soon as the ball gets, I mean, like 30 yards from the,
from the goal,
people are screaming.
Right. I know. It's a fun game. I can't deny that. You know, I'm just not into sports, period. But you are. You like watching sports and stuff. So
I thought the game was at 11. So I'm a little disappointed that... Yeah. I thought it was 11. Yeah, 11. I didn't realize it was so early.
Yeah, it's probably 11 o'clock Eastern time or something.
Yeah. Well, I think it started at 9 our time. So.
Okay, so it's 12 o'clock Eastern.
But everyone just goes crazy on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen all morning on Facebook statuses.
Yeah, people look for something to be proud of, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like nobody cares about soccer, and then suddenly when we're in the World Cup, everybody's like, oh, we're going to follow our team and support our team.
And I guess that's good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. I like Olympics and kind of events like this.
Yeah, Americans definitely have... a lot of spirit.
Yeah.
They love their country, which is good.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's one thing about this country. And there's a lot of reasons to love it, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, look, everybody from all over the world comes here. So we must be doing something right.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
We both game.
That's true. We did, didn't we? And so many others. I mean, LA is such a melting pot here. You know,
you have
people from almost
everywhere.
Every country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, you know, all the different kinds of food. And
that's the best part.
Yeah.
All the food.
I know. Last night, I went with a friend to a place in West Hollywood, which is, you know, gay town, which is always trendy and amazing to go there.
Yeah.
And I forgot how much fun it is to go down there. I haven't been there in a long time.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
They really fixed it up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
This cafe is just like in Europe, you know. It really reminds me of sidewalks in Europe.
Yeah.
Where you have cafes and restaurants and things like that, you know. And, of course, everybody's eccentric there. And we saw this drag queen We had the biggest wig you've ever seen. The biggest,
really?
Big blonde wig that was like the size of a lion's mane or something. I mean, I'm not too exaggerating.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was funny. But the reason we went there is because people have been talking about a place called Glazed. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's a place that supposedly you can get a donut sandwich with like chicken in the middle and things like that.
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Well, so we went down there and we expected it to be really packed and sort of like nice and stuff, but
yeah,
it's not. I mean, it looks like a donut stand or something,
yeah,
you know, nothing fancy, nothing big. And the donuts, you know, I mean, they weren't that great. And besides, they're not fresh. I like donuts when they just came out.
There's
like,
nothing better when they just come out the oven. Just the glazed ones when they're hot. And yeah.
Have you ever had Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about, right? That's how a donut should be.
Yeah.
So those were obviously made in the morning. They weren't fresh. But what I ordered was ham and cheese in a donut.
Oh my
God, but apparently
so
what
good.
They do is, and that one, they didn't like split the donut. They just fried it inside a donut. So it's sort of like a pocket thing where the donut is the pocket and there's the stuff inside. You know, almost like
the Hot Pockets.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Good.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good. The donut's not too sweet. And
I think I would have been disappointed that it wasn't a actual donut.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I'm picturing in my head.
Well, but that's what we had is also an ice cream sandwich with a donut.
Wow.
So yeah, they take a donut, whichever one you want, like a glazed or something.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it in the middle. They put ice cream in it. So you get to eat it in different ways.
Yeah.
They had a donut that had bacon on it.
Wow.
And I would have eaten it, but again, I saw that they weren't fresh. So I thought...
So it kind of put you off.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a donut with bacon on it should be hot.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I guess
you know?
So.
I like hot food. I mean, I like when the food is warm.
You know, I think that's a European thing.
Is it really?
Because that's what my mom hates about America the most. Whenever she goes out to dinner, it's never hot.
The food is kind of cold or warm at best,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's never boiling hot.
I know.
And she always says, and she hates it when it comes out, and then she barely eats it.
Wow.
But she always says it has to be piping hot.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. And that's what you get in England. Everything's
true, huh?
Really hot, but in America it's not.
Yeah, maybe it is a European thing.
Yeah.
That's true. I thought maybe it's just for my mother.
I think it's,
She got us used to it.
In America, the food is just never that hot.
Yeah,
it's never piping hot where you burn your mouth.
Maybe it's because we have to wait for the food so long. I don't know. You know,
maybe.
Sometimes it might just sit there
waiting
for you. But yeah, you're right. You know, that's why I enjoy when I have a pizza or something, you know, then it's really hot
when
it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burning
but,
hot.
But I mean, I haven't noticed that. I know many places do have very, you know, piping steam coming
mm-hmm.
out. So I don't know where your mom's been eating, but I can send you to some good restaurants.
I guess we need to go now and
because
I guess I don't take it to the right places.
Yeah. So all in all, let's say it was disappointing. You know,
yeah.
We expected more, and especially people are talking about it on Facebook and stuff. I'm like, okay, let's go there and see, you know.
Yeah. And
so,
it wasn't that good.
No, but like I said, I enjoyed West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys checking me out and stuff, which is
that's
a strange
feeling.
That's always
a complimenting feeling, though. It's
it is. You know, I mean, I don't get that from women a lot, so I guess from guys, you know, anything. So you get the attention and stuff, and that's cool. And they had, like, go-go dancers, like gay go-go dancers in one of the bars we walked by.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do anything. They just kind of stand there, you know, and the guys are just watching them. It's not like there's a performance or anything. They're just there like Speedos, and that's it.
They just let it look good.
Exactly. And guys are just so promiscuous. That's why gays are known as more promiscuous, because don't forget about it. They're still guys, you know?
Yeah.
And guys are like, they will do anything for sex, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it would be the same if women were like just as open about sex, then it would be the same thing. Everybody be screwing everybody like gays do, you know? Now, of course, that's a generalization. I mean, I've seen some gay couples together for 18, 20 years.
Wow.
So it's amazing. They do sometimes stay together, but many of them, especially young ones, are they go to bar, they cruise the bars and stuff, and they do crazy things in the bathroom and stuff. So,
So,
but that's because it's guys, you know. So you put guys on both sides of the equation, and that's what you get. There's a lot of sex, a lot of casual sex.
Hey, whatever works.
Exactly. You know, I mean, if that's what they want, good for them.
Yeah.
You know? So yesterday I chatted with, do you know who the Barbie twins are?
Yes.
They're like before your time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in the 90s they were big. They were Playboy Playmates and they're twins and they're very hot. I mean, they used to be very hot. Today they still are. You know, I just figured they're about 49 or 50 years old. They were born in 63, so they're turning 51 now. And so, I mean, I know how old they are because I looked on Wikipedia and stuff. But they're still, many people know them. And so they've become animal activists. And they go around and they talk about saving animals. And,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, and being vegan and all that stuff. So they join the station. They do a show, like a remote show here on the station every Wednesday. It's called Save the Ocean. No, I'm sorry. State of the Oceans is the name of the show. And so I'd never really met them in person. I still haven't, but we never really even spoke or anything. And what happened was somebody posted a YouTube of one of their past shows, but they put a picture with somebody else as the host, you know, some woman that turned out was a guest on their show once. Probably uploaded the show. With her in it, and changed the banner to look like she's part of the show and took one of the hosts out. Now, the pictures also are all copyrighted. You know, the Barbie Twins picture was Playboy copyright stuff.
Yeah.
And then she used our name and our file, you know, our show.
Wow.
So we got pissed and everybody got worried. So I finally got it off of YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were just ecstatic. They're like, wow, you came through. You know, you're a great person, you know, and we're dying to meet you and all that stuff. So it really felt nice, you know.
Yeah.
They made my day. And so we chatted last night. It was very interesting. One of them, Shannon, they're called Shannon and Sia. And I guess Shannon is married to Ken Wall, who's a very handsome actor also some time ago, you know. So I think it's from the 80s, if I remember, or 90s. But he's pretty famous, you know. So they were telling me about that and how they travel a lot. They were on Howard Stern some time ago, and that was funny. So we're going to have him on the show.
Oh, awesome.
On the phone soon.
Yeah,
and
great.
Yeah, we can talk about their stuff and everything, but let me tell you, they're still hot at 50, you know, and I don't say that about a lot of women, you know.
They got your approval, Sam.
Yeah, I know. And it's clear they've had work done and stuff, you know, their lips and things like that. But still, I like when women take care of themselves, you know. And I think when you do some, when you get some work on your face and stuff, and it's more or less subtle, then why not, you know. But some people go overboard with all that plastic surgery.
Yeah. Are they twins?
Yeah, they're twins.
Duh.
The Barbie twins.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
And it's funny because I write to her in the chat. I said, oh, you know, my ex was a twin, also a paternal one. She says, you mean fraternal? And I said, oh, yeah, thank you. I'm high. I wasn't thinking. You know, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night. So that was funny. And I don't know how I get paternal, but it sounds similar.
It's an easy mistake. We'll go with that.
But no, so my ex, I mean, they're fraternal twins. They look exactly the same, though.
Wow.
Exactly the same. Some identical twins don't look as alike as they do.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting to see.
I've always thought it would be cool to be a twin.
Yeah, yeah. And yet they're so different as far as personality and temperament and stuff. It's amazing. You would think they come from the same womb, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, brothers and sisters are different many times too, but when it's twins, you think, gee, they're going to be alike.
You would think, yeah. I heard that you can feel each other's pain and you know when something...
I know, that's what they say, huh? I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it is. You know, maybe they don't even know it, you know. Maybe one is depressed, the other one gets depressed.
And the other one gets depressed too,
and they don't know why.
Yeah, maybe. Because that's the... And the other person will know, like, if you're halfway around the world and something bad happens,
You think that's true, or is it just an urban legend?
I don't know. It might be an urban legend, urban legend, but...
Yeah, who knows? It would be nice if that was the case, huh?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. It would be kind of supernatural. I can't imagine it actually happened.
Yeah.
But who knows, you know? I mean, I know some people are totally on the same wavelength when they live together for a long time, husband and wife.
Yeah, and even like when... That. And I just think when it's females, you're just... Because even when you're a group of girls... And you have like a group of 8 girlfriends that are really close, or even at work, you tend to, your menstrual cycle tends to become very alike.
Right, like in sync.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I heard. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I think when you're twins and when, I think you probably can feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I also think it's a woman thing too.
Yeah.
I don't know if identical males...
Yeah, it would be that like you that.
That it would be the same, but...
Right.
I would think that...
Yeah. I know. Well, it sounds romantic, you know. I mean, if it's true, then it's amazing.
We'll have to ask.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know what's going on with the game now, but it's going on right now. There's no updates as far as to what's going on, so I guess it's still
I
the same.
I think it's still half time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Germany scored.
Oh, scored 1.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, wow, not good.
Oh,
not
man.
Good, but we'll see. The game's
I've jumped
not over.
On the USA bandwagon.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now, what
England's
happens?
Terrible. So, I
so if we lose this one, we're out?
No.
No, we're still in?
But then it goes to, it depends on.
Yeah, and all the other teams and stuff
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the two others.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's best for a draw or for the USA to win. Right. But if they don't win... I think it then depends on Ghana and who's the other team?
I don't remember. I had this thing in a newspaper before, but I don't know where it is. And they don't have the... apparently they're playing in heavy rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, some sports, they play in every weather.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know... Because I heard that the Europeans have never played well in South America.
Oh, really?
They've just never performed well. Any of the European teams.
Wow.
I mean, I guess Germany's a European team, and so is Portugal.
Right.
But...
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because I think, so you mean against South American teams or just playing in South
in
America?
In South America,
just
because
here.
It's so different from the conditions that they play in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Playing in Europe.
Yeah,
and
that
especially,
makes sense.
Especially now with, I mean, the turf is apparently different. I've
right,
said before
and it's very hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Right. Yeah,
and I
that's
think the
true.
Time
Europeans
change too,
the,
maybe.
Yeah,
but I mean, you get every team has to deal with that.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That's what I heard. That the Europeans have never really performed to the level that they should have.
Oh, very interesting.
And someone told me where the next World Cup is, but I forgot.
Oh, okay.
But it's not in South America.
Not in
so
South
they were saying
America
that maybe England has a better chance because it's not in South America. But I don't know if I blame South America for England's poor performance. Yeah. I think I just blame England.
That's the simplest thing to do. And it's probably the truest, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wait and see what's going on with the game.
But hopefully USA can fight back and score another one.
I know.
Or in the 62nd minute. So that's still got another good 30 minutes.
Yeah. So we were talking yesterday about Luis Suarez who bit the other player.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, huh? So he was banned, I guess, for 9 games and for 4 months. So at first there was sort of a question if he was going to get reprimanded or not. And there was like controversy over it because there's no way you can let someone like that keep playing.
Yeah. And didn't they say at the start that there wasn't good enough evidence?
Oh, really?
That's what I read. And oh, I was like, there's not good enough evidence. Yeah, I mean,
there's
me?
A video right there,
you
right?
You can see him biting, and then he, like, falls to the floor pretending that, oh, I'm the one that was hurt. It's like, no. No, not at all.
I know. So, yeah, but who bites players? I mean, yeah, what that is that? Strange. You know, this guy never grew up, I guess.
Yeah. Very
so it's
strange.
Crazy, yeah, but yeah, get him out of the games, man. We don't need stuff like that. That's, but I guess he appealed it, the decision. So we'll see what happens. But
how can you appeal that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like you said, he probably says there's no evidence.
I know, like how? But yeah. That's you know exactly what he was thinking when he went down to the floor. He's trying to cover it up, saying, "Oh, it wasn't me. Like I didn't do anything wrong." It's like.
Oh, really?
You can't.
Yeah.
I guess Portugal.
So, did they
and...
see it on the video? Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you can see
oh,
him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just bites him. Portugal and Ghana are, both have scored one right now. So, they're drawing.
Oh, okay. Are they in the same group?
Yes. Okay. They're in the same group.
As the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So,
well, we'll see what happens.
Well, soccer has taken over half of the show.
I know. Well, it's taken over half the country and probably
true.
The entire world.
It's
Everybody's
true.
Watching that. I know, but and usually it's like, who cares about soccer? Nobody even hears about it here.
It's true, but now I think it's going to take more, since America is doing, well, hopefully they win today, but since America's doing, the USA is doing good, I think maybe that soccer will take more, people will be more interested in soccer.
Right. The interesting thing was when LA hired David Beckham to do the to play here, everybody thought, oh, now everybody's going to pay attention to soccer.
Yeah, they didn't.
No. And he didn't help the team very much from what I understand.
No,
it's not
he
like
didn't.
A winning
well, he's
team.
He's just past his due date.
Yeah, he's like, getting older.
Yeah, completely.
Long in the tooth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I read this story yesterday, and it... Oh, my gosh, it goes through me. So a son and his dad were walking their dog and stood on a wasp's nest and each got stung around 300 times.
Wow.
The dog had to go to the vet.
Wow.
The emergency room. And so did the son and the husband. The son got released. He's doing okay. But the dad, the father, is still can't breathe by himself.
Wow.
He's still in the hospital. But his lungs are fine. So his wife said, he's a fighter. I know he'll get through this. But she's worried about the son's reaction to seeing him still in hospital when the right. son is like has been let out, free
right.
to go.
And how
and is okay.
young is the boy?
A seven-year-old.
Oh, seven-year-old. Wow.
But imagine.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine
300
like
times right. by a wasp. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That goes through me. I remember, oh, my gosh, just goes through me. But I remember when I was in West Virginia a long time ago, my mom was sat on a chair that it's one of those chairs that has the gaps. It's like the white.
Yeah.
White bands, but then there's gaps in between.
Yes,
them.
Okay.
And it was late at night. We were by the pool. I was like playing with some friends. I was young. I was like 10. And when we went inside, she'd been stung. It was over 100 times by mosquitoes.
Really?
It was all in the gaps of the chair, on her legs.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, she was going crazy. But that was only mosquitoes.
Right.
So I can only imagine.
Yeah.
If it was
don't
wasps
have stingers and stuff?
Yeah.
They do. It's
yeah.
not like a bee or
no,
something, right?
No, wasps are.
Wow.
Yeah. So I jeez. Can, like 300 times. And that must be, I mean, because they carry all different kinds of.
Probably diseases.
Diseases
and, stuff. Yeah.
And yeah.
Wow.
So 300 times.
God.
Wow.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. We were talking about the, a lot of stuff is happening with fathers and their sons, right? I mean,
yeah.
the one that left his...
oh my gosh, I saw a picture of the father and the son.
Uh-huh.
I actually saw the article. And he looks so happy.
Right.
The father.
Now he looks happy?
No.
Before?
Before. It was a picture of him and his son.
Right.
And they looked really happy. And
yeah.
he wasn't like a scary man that would kind of look, not that you can look like you would neglect your kid, but, you know, have some kind of look about you. He just looked like a happy man.
Yeah.
So it's really sad.
Yeah. They're still saying, you know, they don't know if it's an honest accident or if it's murder.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's, I mean, can you imagine losing, let's say it was an innocent thing, you know, but it's still, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But let's say it was an innocent thing. Can you imagine losing your son and then on top of it, you're guilty.
Yeah, getting charged of
murder. Yeah, for it. I mean, I don't know what a bigger hell anybody can have.
Yeah.
You know,
it's definitely.
It's just unthinkable.
Unthinkable. Yeah, it is.
So, and then there's a missing Michigan boy who was missing for 11 days, and they found him safe in his dad's basement. Now, the dad says he doesn't know what's going on. He says that both he and the investigators and everything have been to the basement several times, and they didn't see the kid. Apparently, the kid was sort of like, he was found behind a furnace, and like it seems like somebody put like together like a few things to hide him, you know, and they're saying that. So let's see. He erected like a makeshift area of concealment, a large 5-gallon drum and boxes and stuff. So
that doesn't sound good.
I know it doesn't sound right.
Something suspicious,
right? And I don't understand, but they're saying the father looked upset when they found out and everything. I guess they probably did the search while he was gone from the house, and so then they told him about it over the phone, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. He found out about this by watching TV. Yeah, and it came on the news, and that's how he found out about it.
Found out that his son was found?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. The police are saying the kid didn't appear to be captive. So maybe, you know, maybe the kid's got some mental problems.
Issues, yeah, maybe.
How old is he? 12 years old. Missing for 11 days, wow.
That's strange. Then found in the basement? Hmm.
Yeah.
That's fishy.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Did you hear about the new Seth Rogen movie and James Franco? They just did a movie on, which is a spoof on North Korea. Now, we know North Korea is a very paranoid country.
Yeah.
And they always threaten things. So now the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is irritated and he's threatening America with a merciless retaliation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's going to start a war over a friggin' comedy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So.
But why would you see? Why would you even try and annoy them?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
You make a movie. I mean, it's freedom of expression. I mean, you're not going to not make a movie because they might be irritated with you. You know, if they start a war over something like this, they'll be the most ridiculous thing. And they won't, you know? It's just a...
You don't think?
No, they live on intimidation because they're isolated. You know, so, I mean, think of some bullies that live through intimidation. Some animals are like that, too, you know. They, like, intimidate smaller animals and stuff, and that's how they capture them sometimes. But, so, you know, that's what they're doing. I mean, they're not going to do it. But then again, these guys are crazy. I mean.
Yeah, I don't put anything past anybody.
Yeah.
Especially these days.
I know. And especially North Korean leaders.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to upset, rock the boat there.
Right. It says the movie hurts the dignity of the supreme leadership.
Oh, boy.
The spirit distributing the film is the most undisguised terrorism in a war action. A war action, for crying out loud.
Yeah. But still, I wouldn't want to...
Oh, piss them off.
Yeah, exactly. I just wouldn't want to do that. I would think of a movie because they could make up a country. I don't know.
Yeah.
Better than.
That's true, huh?
In a minute. Yeah.
Maybe they did. And people just conclude that it is.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. There's a new app called Realtor.com. It's apparently the best app for. Well, it's real estate's most accurate app. It updates every 15 minutes. So you can search for home, apartments, most frequently updated listings, whatever you want to get the most accurate. So instead of, I don't know, reading the newspaper, I hate searching for places because it's so annoying. Yeah. Like, you can never get...
But there's nothing in the newspaper, you know? I mean, now you go on Craigslist and West Side Rentals. Yeah,
I hate all those
like
websites because you have to sign up and pay to get the actual good apartments or whatever. But yeah, this app, it's free and it's updated like literally every 15 minutes. So whatever you are looking for, you should be able to find.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's up to date too, huh?
Yeah. Up
Very
to date.
Current. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You can make an app for anything.
You can. And like I said, they're totally like, they destroy other industries.
Oh, yeah.
They really
Definitely.
Do. You know, I mean, look, Craigslist totally destroyed want ads and classifieds in newspapers.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, who puts ads there anymore?
Yeah,
I
no one does that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, even I read the paper, I don't see the want ads and the classified.
I know. And I remember when, when apartments and everything were in the newspaper. I used to like the newspaper.
Yeah.
I would read it at the dinner table. But at breakfast when there was newspapers out.
Right. Yeah, I get USA Today and the Wall Street Journal. So there's really no classified there because they're national papers.
Right.
But I won't read the LA Times because they've pissed me off a few times with this stuff. And
with what they write?
Yeah. Yeah, with some of their opinions. And so, yeah, plus I like to know what's going on nationally and stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, locally you can hear on the news.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah, but everywhere now you can kind of see on like the world news.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But
yeah. Local paper's cool, you know. I mean, I read like local periodicals. They have the LA Business Journal and the San Fernando Valley Business Journal.
Mm-hmm.
So I read those and I kind of find out what's going on in town. But anything else like car chases and murders and all that stuff, I don't know. I don't follow that.
Yeah, it happens everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah, I try to read the paper because I know one day, probably soon, we're not going to have any more newspapers.
Definitely.
It's all going on iPads and computers and phones and stuff.
So I've seen yesterday I read an article that said a guy that had been on death row for killing his ex-wife and two children, or his wife and two children, in like 1984. I can't find the article for the life of me today. But they tried to execute him twice. First with a lethal injection, and he didn't have a reaction to, I can't remember what it's called.
Really? He didn't die from it?
Nope. And then he went on the electric chair and still didn't die. So
really?
So he got released, which is, firstly, I didn't know how much I believed the web.
So he got released after all this?
Yeah. Well, so that's why I wanted to find it again to see what the source was, but then I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then I read another article today that someone was on death row, about to be killed, and then got found innocent, so was released.
Oh, wow.
And then there's another one saying Oklahoma death row inmates sue to halt execution.
Yeah.
So 2 months after a botched execution in Oklahoma, 21 death row inmates in the southern U.S. state filed suit against prison authorities on procedures to put convicts to death. But how did 21 death row inmates, how are they able to sue?
Yeah.
Like how, when you're in prison, how, I don't know.
Maybe you still have certain human rights. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't lose your human rights. You just lose your freedom and a lot of other rights.
Oklahoma suspended executions for 6 months after the death of convicted killer and rapist Clayton Lockett by lethal injection. A process that took 43 minutes.
Wow.
When so it should have taken a little over 10. So they're struggling with all of these, like, execution. Yeah. Do you believe in death row?
And putting people to death?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure about that because I think there's things that are worse than death.
I agree.
Like prison.
I agree.
You know?
And I think, and I can only imagine how it is to be in prison and be on death row. Like I can imagine that's pretty bad.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then we're paying for everyone that's
I don't know, you know. Right, exactly. I mean, on the one hand, you think it's a deterrent if nothing else, but I've read, I think, a couple times that it's not really a deterrent as far as criminals go. Mm-hmm. We think it will be, but it's not.
Yeah.
The death penalty and stuff. In other words, they're saying it doesn't really affect how many murders happen, you know, regardless of whether you have the death sentence.
When people kill, I don't think that penalty. They're thinking about.
Right. But, you know, it's like it also depends on the society, you know. Like in Israel, for example, they made a conscious decision not to put people to death. The only time that it happened was with the Nazi criminal Eichmann back in the 1960s. They captured him. He was a former high-ranking Nazi. They kidnapped him. The Mossad did, which is the Israeli sort of like CIA.
Uh-huh.
They kidnapped him in Argentina and brought him to justice. So, you know. But,
so then they.
Yeah. I don't even think. Did they put him to death? Why am I not remembering? But, I mean, this was obviously when I was just born. Mm-hmm. But I should know this. I don't think they put him to death. I think he maybe died in prison
really?
Or something. Yeah. I can't imagine Israel put anybody to death, even at in its early days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And many countries, you know, don't believe in it either.
I don't think England does.
I just don't like the fact that it's irreversible, you know. And many times it's been found, you know, with DNA and stuff, that some people were killed that were innocent.
And they were innocent, yeah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember, well, it's because there's a movie about it, but the Ted Bundy story.
Yeah.
I have a friend in college that lived in the room where he killed the girls in the sorority house at
really?
Florida State. Yeah.
Wow.
It's now a different sorority, but I wouldn't want to live in that room.
No.
I was like, how do you sleep?
Yeah.
Like, knowing that somebody got killed in this room.
I know.
Raped and killed.
But you know what I was thinking the other day? My parents are getting ready to go into a home, you know, like a senior citizen home. And because they can't really function much for themselves.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, you know, I mean, almost every room there, probably people died in there because it's older people and stuff, you know. So you get to be in a place where people die all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's very, you know, people don't think about it, but it's true.
Yeah,
you know? So
it is. And I
it's kind of depressing.
Creeps me out.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe there's ghosts.
I know. Ooh. But I think so much of my parents, you know, now probably thinking of death already, impending death and stuff, you know, because you get older and then you get sick and it's just a matter of time because you can't do much for yourself, you know, and that's what they're saying. You know, I can't pick up this. I can't pick up a cup. I can't make coffee. So it's pretty bad. And, you know, we try to get help for them to help them around the house and stuff so they don't have to go into a home. But my mom doesn't want anybody in her house, even part-time. And it's also hard to find someone who will take care of two people at the same time.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So I told him, you know, and I've been saying that for a while. I said, go there. There's always going to be somebody looking out after you.
Yeah, definitely.
And you don't have to do anything, you know. So sure enough, they went by and they checked it out. And my mom is like, yeah, great. Now I can't wait to go in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have like, they can socialize, they can do things. You know, what the hell are you going to do at home when you're so disabled?
Right. Yeah. They'll be able to.
Yeah. But going back to the death penalty, I think, come to think of it, I'm probably not for it because I don't think it deters people. I don't think it doesn't bring the victims back. So what exactly does it do? I'm not sure. You know, it just turns us into murderers, a murdering society. So I think, and I personally think prison is worse than death. You know, if I knew I had to go to prison, I'd rather die.
Right. I
agree. Really would. I don't care for how long, even for a year. I could never survive.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with it.
I agree. It's kind of an opt out for them.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. So that's the opinion there. They're saying that Facebook, the workforce, 69% are male and mostly white. And they're saying that's not a surprise because it's what Silicon Valley is about, blah, blah, blah. But now people are saying, you know, we have to, we have a lot more hard work to do, says Maxine Williams, Facebook's global head of diversity. I mean, can you imagine there's actually a position, the head of diversity?
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, I mean, I would imagine you're not going to hire somebody who's not qualified, you know. So if you're white and you're male and you're good, they're going to hire you, you know. Maybe there's just not as many women in technology. I'm not sure. But I don't know why often they have to blame the men for this.
Maybe I could see there being more men in
yeah, in high tech and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some professions are just like all men, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places where you hang out and it's all men.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
West Hollywood, for example. No, I'm kidding. There's a lot of lesbians there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, some hot ones too. I was checking them out last night. God, walking hand in hand and stuff. Wow. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't believe in this politically correct stuff. You know, I mean, if that's the way the chips are falling, then that's the way it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
And that's global too. You know, I mean, the thing is, think of in a lot of countries, women are not as equal as they are here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying in the U.S., the workforce is 57%, or the company's U.S. workforce is 57%. So it's not 69. So it's almost half, which is what you'd expect in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what you
so
would
it's
expect.
Not that bad, you know?
No.
I mean, and look, okay, if there was like discrimination against minorities, then you would think all the minorities would be doing badly, right?
Yeah.
But they're saying that Asians are 34% of the company's workforce, you know, so 57% white and 34% Asian. So, I mean, Asians obviously are getting an opportunity here.
Definitely.
You know, so it's because they're getting the education. You know, then you have 4%, only 4% Hispanic and 2% black are working for Facebook in the U.S. So, yeah, there's a big difference, but you know, if Asian is 34 and Hispanic is 4, then, you know, there's something the Hispanics are not doing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? I can't imagine if someone comes out of school, they're a great programmer.
That they're not going to be hired just because of their
ethnicity. Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. So I don't think that's true.
I agree with you. I agree. I don't think it's based on that.
And the same with women. I don't think somebody sits there and goes, oh, I'm not going to hire her because she's a woman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there could be always a bad apple there, but I can't imagine it's a policy, spoken one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's anything to do with, I think it's who, and yeah, there's more that goes into it now. If you're on Facebook and have a load of party pictures, they're probably going to choose someone else.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's anything to do with race anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more things before we go. Did you hear in New York, like New York City, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, they suggested a ban on sugary drinks, like large sugary drinks.
Yeah, the really large cups.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. the big gulp we have here at 7-Eleven and things like that. And but, you know, I found that to be very inappropriate, you know, for people to make decisions. I mean, they've already made decisions mm-hmm. for kids in lunches in school already. And that I can understand, you know, somebody has to look after the kids. But for adults, you know, I mean, what is this?
You can it's make like, your own decisions.
Yeah, everything becomes illegal here.
Yeah.
What is that, you know? So it's so I guess so a court decided that they don't have the power to do that, that agency in New York.
They don't have the power
to do that. I know. I mean, people want to drink, let them drink.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I drink diet drinks anyway, so I'm not worried about the sugar. But
there isn't less sugar in diet drinks, is there?
Yeah, there's no sugar. There's the sweeteners, which have, maybe they have sugar in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But something makes it sweet. I don't know what does. But they're saying
doesn't it have aspartame in it? I drink diet.
Yeah,
it
does have like aspartame and mm-hmm. stuff. But like they say, you know, they don't have like well, there's caffeine free and stuff, but there's also sugar free things.
Yeah.
So it's obviously in the name, sugar free. The sweetening was something else.
Yeah.
But. But regular drinks, man, that's a lot of sugar. Although I eat sugar. I mean, I eat chocolate. Mainly, that's the main. Mm-hmm. And then I drink coffee with sugar and stuff.
Me too.
You know, or ice cream and that. So
me too.
Yeah, you know. So we eat these things, but yeah. You know, you just eat it in moderation.
Yeah, everything's in moderation because you need to have sugar and salt and all that in your diet.
Right. Have you seen all these Teslas driving around here? You know, that electric car?
I have.
I mean, especially in L.A., you see a lot of those because everybody's got to have the hottest and the latest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very hot cars, right? They look very cool.
Yeah.
They're completely electric. But my question is, do the people really buy it here because it's electric and they're concerned with the environment? No, I just think it looks cool.
But if there is someone to have a car like that, it probably would be here because it is electric, so you're not driving too far.
Right, yeah.
Because what is it that it can last, like 80, 100 miles?
Yes, usually, maybe even more with the Tesla. But I know that other electric cars, they haven't been able to have a big range for them. And the main car with electric cars has always been the battery.
Yeah.
Because you need like a huge battery to carry in the car.
Right.
And then it like defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
But I was reading some time ago that eventually what they're going to do, they'll put like charging plates on the roads. So as you're driving, it's going to get charged.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now what they have is some like so-called gas stations where you can go in
and plug your car in.
Yeah. Or you just park the car and there's a plate underneath that charges it.
Oh,
but
really?
You have to park. Yeah. You have to stand. And here what they're saying is, eventually, our infrastructure is going to be able to recharge our cars.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That would be kind of cool, but I don't know when it's going to happen.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I don't see that happening for a while.
Yeah, I know. But with Tesla, I mean, they managed to make a nice-looking car, fast car that's electric, you know.
But if you go, you can only have – I mean, I guess because what you're paying for in the monthly, if you leased it,
right,
you're saving on gas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really not costing you that much.
But I don't know by that much, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much gas can you save? Maybe a couple hundred a month? But the Teslas are probably over $1,000 a month in payments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's the people that have a lot of money and they have to have the latest thing, you know. I remember when the Mazda Miata came out. When was that? Back in the 80s, 90s? And people thought it was the hottest thing. You had to special order it, and they had a wait list, a waiting list for to get a Miata. So that's L.A., you know. I mean, everybody's got to impress with their cars.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because our cars are like our clothes, you know. We don't really go out.
And there's so many people that have like the nicest, most expensive
cars.
BMW and Mercedes.
I know, and everybody wants to keep up. But then
they drive home and they live in a tiny apartment.
Yeah.
I would rather have a big house and not as good of a car.
I know.
Or somewhat, you know what I mean? But that's L.A. People
depends
have,
on your priorities,
yeah,
I guess, right?
Yeah, it depends on the priorities, definitely.
All right, well, that's it for today. Tomorrow we have a studio guest, so that'll be exciting. We haven't had studio guests all week, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And next week we're going to have some interesting guests too. So I'm excited, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, for me to still be able to get up in the morning without a guest is a big commentary on the show.
Yeah,
I
definitely
enjoy doing it. And
me
I'm
too.
Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Right here on LA Talk Radio.